3. Marketing.
Product demonstration. Marketers have long advertised their products in newspapers, magazines, and on the radio. Given the billions of dollars spent on these forms each year, they must certainly be useful. Yet, as advantageous as such advertising is, there is perhaps no better way to sell a product than by offering a hands-on demonstration of it. Doing so allows the potential customer, depending on the product, to touch, drive, or taste it. One of the main benefits of product demonstration is that it makes the product more tangible to buyers. Until most consumers actually touch a product, it is nothing more than an advertisement in a magazine or on television. This is certainly the case with new car sales in the United States. There, it is common for car shoppers to take a test drive of the vehicle that they are considering buying before making the actual purchase. It has been shown that car salespeople are very likely, some estimates put the likelihood at 90%, to offer a prospective customer a test drive within just 5 minutes of meeting that customer. There is, of course, a valid reason for this. Empirical studies show a test drive can increase the likelihood of a purchase significantly. Another benefit of product demonstration is that it can make a product's selling points immediately apparent. This makes the product more appealing in the eyes of the potential customer. While print ads can certainly list these selling points, customers often want to see a product in use before they make the decision to purchase it. To illustrate, consider the situation faced by a leading manufacturer of non-stick cookware in the 1970s. The manufacturer had just created a substance that, when permanently applied to pots and pans, allowed cooked food to separate easily from the cookware rather than stick, as was common with previous cookware. Initial consumer response to the product was very low. However, after demonstrating the non-stick substance's function at fairs and expositions, sales of the cookware soared.